okay being a euphemism for alive, conscious and responsive, but he had passed out and busted his face on the bathroom floor. An ambulance came to our house, to our childhood bathroom, where my 30-year-old brother had fainted around midnight. They rushed him to the closest hospital. The ER doctors thought it must have been related to the headaches Zach had been having in the days leading up to our departure. His oncologists at Northwestern, who had been treating his leukemia on and off for 4 years, believed the headaches were a side effect of the new trial drug he was on. In the emergency room, my mother continued, he had a temporary catheter drilled into the side of his head in the middle of the night. That had relieved the symptoms nearly immediately. He was resting now. He showed no signs of permanent brain damage. He was okay. Oh, and Dad said something else, my mom added. Before the procedure, Zach's mental state started to, well, deteriorate. Apparently, he wasn't making any sense. He was just spelling out words and speaking in numbers. My heart pounded. And at one point, I guess he just started speaking only in Spanish? Like, he was saying no mas and vamonos because he wanted to get out of there. I replied with an absurd line I'd find myself repeating a lot over the next week. Oh yeah, that's a thing with brain injuries. I saw that on an episode of Grey's Anatomy. My mom burst out laughing. It was true, though. In early season 14, Dr. Amelia Shepherd, Dr. McDreamy's sister, McDreamy died in a botched surgery 2 seasons prior. Catch up. Is diagnosed with a massive brain tumor. She's a neurosurgeon, too, which makes the diagnosis extra wild. Anyway, she gets the tumor removed, and 2 days post-op, she finally speaks for the first time. Meredith and the others get word that Amelia's up and talking, and they rush to her room. And yes, she's speaking, but she's speaking French. Un verre d'eau, s'il te plaît, she croaks. J'ai soif. The Grace Sloan Memorial Hospital, formerly Seattle Grace Mercy West, nay, Seattle Grace Hospital, catch up. Gang is confused. Amelia doesn't speak French. She speaks German. But Meredith, a Shepherd in-law, recalls that the Shepherd kids all went to French preschool, so that language must be somewhere in the recesses of her brain. It reverses on its own. It's still good. It's progress, Dr. Gray explains. My Gray's knowledge served me well. I didn't have to Google speaking foreign language brain injury to figure out what was going on with Zach. I didn't have to subject myself to the limitless permutations of diagnoses WebMD would offer. I didn't wonder whether Zach had entirely forgotten the English language. I'd heard of this before. It happened to Amelia Shepherd, and she was more or less fine in the next scene. So Zach would be fine too. Meredith Gray said so. At the very moment Zach's face hit our bathroom floor, I was literally dreaming I was in surgery with Meredith Gray. Not because I had ever even vaguely aspired to be a surgeon, but because it was simply the only material my subconscious had to work with come nightfall. I'd been binging Grey's Anatomy nearly every night for the 4 months prior, partially because I'd watched Killing Eve and craved more Sandra Oh, partially because I was living at home to save money, but mostly because I was going through a breakup and wanted a new personality and elected for one based solely on the Shondaland tentpole. I'd watched the first couple seasons in high school, but I fell off before the long-standing, seminal, queer romance between Drs. Callie Torres and Arizona Robbins. I intended to just rewatch the first 2 seasons. How naive I was. Shonda Rhimes does not create content of which one can simply watch a few episodes. And so, single and living with my parents, I watched 14 seasons of Grey's Anatomy in 4 months. At the time I left Chicago for California, my brain was about 70% Grey's Anatomy. When we use the word escapism, we're generally talking about a person's desire to leave reality, to withdraw from some terrible set of IRL circumstances. So, when we describe a book or movie or TV show as escapist, we mean it's so different from our real, everyday world that engaging with it lets us forget that the real world exists. Entertainment labeled escapist is usually absurd or pulpy or heightened to an unrealistic extreme. Fantasy shows are an obvious example. Game of Thrones brings the viewer into a whole new world of dragons and White Walkers and full frontal male nudity. But escapist media can also be just a slightly removed version of real life. Musical theater allows us to escape into a world where streets full of New York City strangers burst into coordinated song and dance.